Welcome to the second day of the 12 Days of Christmas. This is the first part, or the morning audio, and we're going to continue looking at Micah's vine and fig tree prophecy. Yesterday, we read the first verse or two, which I'll repeat. It will come about in the last days, and Micah says, it will come about, for the Lord of hosts has spoken, that the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains and will be raised above the hills. And it's our contention that this happened at the first Christmas, whereas probably the majority of Christians believe that this will happen at a future Christmas, a second Advent, a second coming of Christ. Now, if you look on the Vine and Fig Tree homepage, you'll see we've divided Micah's prophecy into seven basic parts. The second part is the idea of an optimistic view of the future, confident in the prospects of human progress toward Micah's vine and fig tree goal, toward the prospect of peace on earth. And that's because God promises the conversion of the Gentiles, the conversion of adherents of false religions to the one true religion. And so Micah says, the peoples will stream to it. That is, they will stream to the mountain that was established back during the Roman Empire. Many nations will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us about his ways and that we may walk in his paths. So there's this desire of people all across the world, everybody, to follow the Lord and to be a part of the true religion and obey his commandments. The Bible talks in the Old Testament a lot about the conversion of the Gentiles, that while Israel was God's chosen people, that there was still this future day when all the other nations would be brought in to this one religion, the one true religion. Now, some people find that very controversial to say that one religion is superior to the others. They say, you know, religions are like people going up a mountain, and they all have different paths up the mountain, but eventually they all get to the top. Well, we've seen at least one religion come to our attention, and there may be many other religions that are equally, well, vile. There may be other religions which we'll find out are very evil, but they haven't caught our attention, like one. And this one religion, which we'll call the religion of jihadism, it's not going up the mountain with all the other people. In fact, its plan is to blow up the entire mountain with all the people on it. All the other religions, they'll blow them up. In fact, they're even willing to blow themselves up when they blow up the whole mountain with everybody on it. Now, that is just a completely different religion than that peaceful ideal of all the other religions peacefully climbing up the mountain on their own direction, following their own path. In fact, the religions are not the same. They're very, very different. And Christianity is very, very different from all the other religions. And there's no other religion that's comparable. There is no other true religion. America's founding fathers spoke of true religions and false religions. The good thing, though, is that in contrast to the fringe jihadist religion, the religion of Christianity as we see it in Micah and as we see it taught by Jesus is not one of blowing up other religions. It's not one of torturing other religions. It's not one of a Spanish Inquisition, but rather it's one that says, if you simply set forth God's promises, the vine and fig tree vision, and the word of God, that it does not return void, but that people will see, hey, that's what I want. And they will be changed by the power of the word and the spirit as it enters their mind, and they will voluntarily move in the direction of Micah's vine and fig tree vision. And so the great thing about this is, although it's controversial to say that one religion is superior to the others, it does mean that peace is possible, that peace is the way, and that the current conflict between religions disappears, it dissolves into not an ecumenical unity of all religions, but the fact that false religions die out or their adherents convert to the true religion. The message of the 12 days of Christmas is that the real meaning of Christmas is peace on earth. And when Micah says beat swords into plowshares, what he's saying is you're not going to win the war on terror by playing a lethal and destructive game of whack-a-mole with the terrorists. We should be sending missionaries and not Marines to the Middle East. So when Micah says all nations will stream to the mountain of the Lord, he's talking about the eventual conversion of the majority of the world to Christianity. We've seen Christianity expand already from just a handful of confused and dejected disciples into now, well, 2 billion human beings self-identify as Christians, and maybe they're some of them are hypocrites and they're not genuinely Christian, but still, Christianity has had an amazing influence on the world. That is the message of Christmas. That is the message of the mountain that crushes the Roman Empire and then grows to fill the earth. And that message of Micah is repeated by all of the prophets. It's a major theme throughout the Old Testament, looking forward to the day when all the Gentiles from the seas and the islands and all the nations would eventually convert to the true religion. That'll do it for our morning recording.